first of all, I would like to introduce myself. I'm Jorg Pieneman. I'm working for the City of Rotterdam, and I'm program manager of the water plan in Rotterdam. Today, I would like to tell you a little bit about how we are working towards a climate-resilient city in the City of Rotterdam. I only want to have the possibility to skip as many. Yep. Let's go forward. First of all, let's tell you a little bit about Rotterdam, because I presume not everybody knows where Rotterdam is. But Rotterdam is in the Netherlands, and in fact, the whole of the Netherlands is quite a delta. It's a delta of the rivers Rhine, the Meuse, and the IJssel. And Rotterdam is situated in the heart of this delta, really nearby the sea. So it's a real delta city. The city is protected by a large storm surge barrier, the Maaslandkering, which is near by the sea in the Meuse River. And it's always open except for storm surges, because we are the largest port of Europe, and we're one of the largest ports in the whole world. So we have to have a reachable and accessible port at all times. We're the second largest city of the Netherlands, and with 615,000 inhabitants. And as you can see, the whole of Rotterdam is situated between the red line. Marked in gray are residential areas, and marked in purple are industrial areas, which is the port. It's about 40 kilometers in wide is our port, and it's still expanding towards the sea. One of the main goals of Rotterdam is to become an attractive and economically strong city. That's something the politicians spoken of and what they really would like Rotterdam to be. It's already starting to work, because last year we were in the top 10 list of visitable cities by Lonely Planet, and The Guardian and New York Times were already writing about Rotterdam. Just come and visit. So let's invite you all, come over to see Rotterdam, and you will not only see lots of new modern architecture, you also see lots of water, because water can be seen as an added value for the city of Rotterdam. It brings extra value to the public space, and it makes a more attractive city. But as in every good marriage, there is sometimes always good times, but sometimes also bad times. So I will tell you a little bit about the challenges we are facing with water. The most comprehensive part of our relation with water is by this image. In blue and green are the areas of the city which are below sea level. And it can be below sea level until about 8 meters below sea level. The brown parts are above sea level. But if you look closely to this picture, you can see the areas which are above sea level are outside of our dikes. So near in the riverbed, that's also the place where we have the highest grounds of Rotterdam. So about 80% of our city is below sea level, and that has influenced our water system quite dramatically. As you can imagine, we are quite vulnerable for flooding. But you can consider Rotterdam to be a bathtub. Each drop of rain which falls on Rotterdam has to be pumped out. And although we are one of the lowest lying delta cities in the world, I think I can say we are also one of the safest delta cities in the world. Because of our dikes, because of our pumps, we have quite a robust system which protects us from flooding, from rainwater flooding, but also from river or sea level, sea floodings. The last couple of years, we spent a lot of time researching the climate risk analysis of the climate challenges we are facing. So we have done a lot of figuring out which possible consequences there are of flooding in the inner dike area, but also in the outer dike area. Also, we are facing increasing problems with, for instance, extreme rainfall, but also salination, more coming salt water coming in from the sea, which makes it harder to get new drinking water. And we also have longer periods of drought. You would expect Rotterdam to have lots of water, but it's salty water. So we need sweet water, and it's becoming harder and harder to get enough sweet water to be able to maintain our parks, for instance. Last but not least, we have some kind of a heat island effect, but not as much as probably here in Rome. I wish we would have had each a little bit larger heat effect in Rotterdam. Here are some examples of the effects related to climate change. For instance, in Rotterdam we tell always water comes from four sides. We have higher river levels, we have a higher sea level, and we have more extreme rainfall, and we have a groundwater level which is coming upwards, also because our soil is subsidized, so it's slowly sinking. So water comes in from four sides into Rotterdam. And you can see water as a threat, but we rather would see it like a chance to be able to make a more attractive and strong, economically strong city. Not only water, but also water quality and the groundwater are more and more becoming a threat for our city, but I will explain later on more. Something about our action plan we have implemented that. We have already been busy with water for now about 15 years. So it's a long period of starting a transition in thinking about water. First we saw it as a threat, now we see it as a chance to develop a more attractive city. We started with our first water plan in 2001, but it all came more quick after 2005, when we made a long-term vision on water, what the city of Rotterdam could look like in 2035. It was a submission for the second international architecture biennale called The Flood, and we were already thinking together, engineers and spatial developers, about what could Rotterdam be like if you are taking into account floodings. After we made the second water plan in 2007, we started developing a Rotterdam climate adaptation strategy. It was finalized in 2013, and this is it. It's quite a lot, but it's based on three main principles. The Rotterdam climate change adaptation approach is mainly focusing on, as well, causes, but also the challenges, the consequences of climate change. So we are focusing both on an integrated scale, on causes, but also consequences of the climate change. And our Rotterdam climate-proof strategy is based upon three main leading principles. It's knowledge development, it's short-term action plan, and it's expertise, it's showing, making showcases, but also trade-off, economic trade-off, by sharing our experience. First, something about the knowledge part. If you want to know what you're talking about, you need information. So we started developing an interactive climate atlas in which citizens, inhabitants of Rotterdam, can see how they are influenced by climate change. For instance, heat, stress, or extreme rainfall. Another new developed tool is social cost benefit analysis to know more about what are the benefits, but also the costs, and to be able to compare different kind of measures. It all resulted in a strategy, and as I shown in 2013, and our approach is some kind of traditional approach, which is on the left side in the left pictures, complemented with a more, a new approach, which is in the pictures on the right, on the left side, dus on this, these pictures. So more flexibility, more small scale solutions instead of the traditional solutions of big defense works like big dams, big dikes, and big pumps. No, we already have the robust system, but we are now into flexibility, more into small-scale solutions. So far, theoretically spoken, now some projects which we have developed the last couple of years. As I already told, we need to store as much water as possible, because otherwise we have to pump it out, and in case of extreme rainfall, we won't be able to pump all the rainwater, excessive rainwater, out of the city. So we are searching for blue solutions, and we try to combine urban functions, because in a high density area, there is a shortage of space to be able to create new open water. So we have to create multifunctional solutions. In the outskirts of the city, where we have lots of space available, we dig just a new lake, but combine it with new residential areas. And for instance, in the right upper corner, you can see our new international rowing track. It's a combination of making extreme, or it's supposed to be storage capacity for the river Rotte. And when, in case of excessive rainfall, the small river can use extra space in which normally there is a rowing track. But in urban, high density urban area, you won't find space to create new open water. So we have invented some new solutions. For instance, as Alessandro already told, we have built an underground water storage basin underneath the driveway in and out of a parking garage. It's 10,000 cubic meters of wastewater storage, and no worries, we don't have to call everybody, please get your car out of the parking garage. No, it's totally separated, but with this basin, we created about 50% extra storage capacity for the sewer system in the city center of Rotterdam. Other solution we have implemented is the Water Square Bentham Plein. It's nothing new, because the idea of a water square is quite old, and you can find it in Venice. For instance, in every city district of Venice, in the old days, they had their own water square. But we developed it a little bit further with infiltration and with pumps and all that kind of stuff. But in principle, it's just a schoolyard combined with water storage capacity, because this is how the water square will look like in case of heavy rainfall. Three basins filled totally with water, and the water comes in by a water wall. So it's a good combination of urban space, usable urban space, but we as engineers can also use it in case of heavy rainfall. In the red circle, you can see the water square Bentham Plein. It's just an urban test site of a bigger city district. And we now are trying to develop our climate change adaptation strategy more from object level to more city district level. Just upscale our strategy. For instance, for the Zomerhof Quartier, that's our city district, we now, together with the water board, the regional water authority, some local investors, property owners, and the city, we are together trying to... I'm hurrying. We are trying to find as much added value as possible. We are combining sewer maintenance with local property investments and greenifying the city. And it will result in a depave paradise. At least that's what we would like it to be. So we are developing together with all those partners a new rainwater garden. We are developing, some local property owners are installing new green roofs, blue roofs, new water barrels. All is done together. So it's not only the city who's asking, like, let's invest in climate adaptation. You have to do it together with many partners. Other good example of community involvement is our Green Roofs program. In Rotterdam, we try to develop about 40,000 square meters of new green roofs every year. And during the last 5 years, we already implemented 200,000 square meters of green roofs. And green roofs, it's not only slows down the rainwater runoff, it also creates a more better inner climate of your building. Other program we are having nowadays is greenifying the river. As the Tiber is here in Rome, our Nieuwe Maas, the Meus River, is not really enjoyable nowadays. So we have some plans to make it more, the river is to be considered a living room for the city. So you have to enjoy it. So we are making new recreational routes alongside the river. We are making bicycle routes, walking tracks, but also more nature. And there are lots of wins by greenifying the riverbed, not only water quality, but also creating new ecohabitats. This is for Rotterdam, it's quite interesting because, as I already told, we have about 45,000 people living outside the dikes, and they don't want to be flooded every year. So we are making new solutions by adaptive development. By, for instance, we have created a floating pavilion just to show how such a solution could look like. Then, in case of time management, I won't go deep into our partners. We do it with lots of people and with lots of partners, not only non-governmental organizations, but also with other governments. We are partner in the Connecting Delta City, but that was already told this morning. And we are part of the 100 resilient cities of the Rockefeller Foundation. The first group was already, Rotterdam was in it. Some conclusions. Rotterdam would like to be the center of resilient delta cities. And as I heard today, Rome is really a delta city with the sea nearby. So I would like to welcome you to our new resilient delta city program. And some remarks. What we have learned in Rotterdam, you don't have to see water as a threat, you have to see it as a chance. If you put together water challenges you are facing, if you put together with the climate challenges you have some urban challenges, but also spatial development, that's going to be a good accelerator for developing new water solutions. And by starting now, not only with traditional measures, but also using new innovative concepts, but which are mostly based upon things we know already for centuries, but just improve them, make them a solution for your city nowadays. And you have to do it together. So, thank you.